I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Curry, the Thompson, Thompson to the rim, goes up. He got fouled from behind, trying to dunk it. Danny Green with the foul. Thompson's hurt.
Oh, he's hurt. His left knee. Tim, he is really hurt.
How many more injuries must this team go through? Just one.
Klay Thompson, gone. Unable to return. Kevin Durant, gone for next year, according to Adrian Wojnarowski. Are the Golden State Warriors going to miss the entire postseason in the 2019-2020 season? Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. That was the audio from Warriors Radio as the Raptors win the championship. Third most unique NBA title that I've ever seen.
So Detroit, Dallas, this one.
Bingo.
There you go.
You got to have stars. Got to have a Robin. And they didn't really have one. They had Van Vliet. Kyle Lowry was awesome. Sticking it in me.
Whoa.
I was trying to figure out a way to dodge the drop when I was going there.
Yeah.
Kyle Lowry shutting me up.
Yeah. At least in the first half. He was, in the second half, he missed some shots, but he was very good in the first
half. That first half was amazing. And like Doris Burke pointed out last night, no player.
Overrated. I just want
that to sit.
Doris?
While people yell at you. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. I can't stand the Doris Burke.
Listen, her voice is
the way she
fake.
Asks questions is just so over the top.
Yeah, it's a little melodramatic. I get that. But I hate Van Gundy. You hate Doris. It's fine. But she did say one thing last night that was shocking. No player on that roster for Toronto was drafted in the top 15.
Yeah.
I think Kawhi was 15. Everyone else was behind that.
Yeah, that's crazy. You can't rebuild this roster. You just can't. And to be fair, this team wouldn't have won if KD played. So it's not like, they built an NBA championship roster. They built an NBA finals roster.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, and they wound up winning a championship. But, I'm not going to take anything away from them because they deserved it. They played well.
Yes.
In this series. They were up 3-1. Let's not forget that. Look, the thing is, the Mavericks title, tremendous. The Pistons title, probably the most unexpected. Or maybe. I don't know.
Won against the super team.
I know. But that was against the first year of the super team. The Pistons, that was the three-peat, right?
Yeah.
It was like that team was unbeatable.
Karl Malone got hurt.
Yep. That was a tremendous basketball team.
Yeah, that was a very surprising title, no doubt.
And they worked them, right?
They worked them. And that broke up the Lakers. They worked them. So the Raptors win the championship. Kawhi Leonard, finals MVP. But now let's finish the little debate we had about whether the Mavs can become a playoff team because of the leftover carnage of the NBA and the upcoming offseason. So Durant and Klay gone for Golden State. So they're going to be left with Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and whatever else. What's going to happen with Kyrie Irving? Sounds like Kyrie is going to stay in the East, that he's going to Brooklyn. We don't know what Durant is going to do. I would guess that Klay Thompson re-signs with the Warriors. We don't know if Anthony Davis is going to get traded to the Lakers. I'm going to assume so. So this is going to be an exercise with some safe assumptions, just assumptions. Nothing safe. So let's see if we can get the Mavs into the playoffs. Roy, you are the most adamant that they will make it next year. So give us your 8 playoff teams for the upcoming or the next NBA season.
All right. For 2019-2020 next season, I have the teams that are back in it. The Denver Nuggets.
Yep.
The Portland Trailblazers.
Okay.
The Houston Rockets.
Yep.
The Utah Jazz.
Okay.
The San Antonio Spurs.
Okay.
And the Golden State Warriors.
Okay,
who I still believe will make the playoffs next season, regardless of whether or not they re-sign both Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson.
Okay.
The teams I have missing the playoffs that made it this season are the Clippers and the Thunder.
The Thunder?
And the Thunder. The reason I have the Clippers missing out is because they lost Tobias Harris 55 games into their season, and he was a 20-point-a-game scorer for them. Not only that, but their best defensive player in Patrick Beverley, a player that nearly every team is going to be interested in this offseason if they can afford him, is going to be a free agent, and it's hard to imagine him re-signing in L.A.
Clippers finished 8th in the West.
They finished 8th in the West. I think the Mavericks can leapfrog them. And, now, of course, I also have the Lakers replacing the Thunder because I think they'll be good enough to out them by a game or two.
Now, what happens if the Clippers get Kawhi, which many people would put that as the favorite? Toronto and then the Clippers.
I still think Toronto's the favorite, given his post-game comments. And
yeah, but what if he goes to the Clippers? Would you have them as a playoff team?
If he goes to the Clippers, I would have to have them as a playoff team. And at that point, I suppose the Mavericks playoff question would be in doubt, but I would still have them over the Spurs.
You would have the Mavericks over the Spurs?
Yes. In their current form, I would have the Mavericks over the Spurs.
All right, Spurs were 48-34 last year. I think we're missing their starting point guard all season long. Why are you removing the Thunder, who finished 6th in the West?
Yeah, really strange.
Well, it's so close in the Western Conference to begin with, correct? The standings between...
But we finished 15 games behind the number 8 team. It was close between 5 through 8.
Yeah, and that's what I mean, is between where the Thunder were at 6 and missing the playoffs... was literally 2 games. They lose 2 fewer games, and they're potentially missing out on the playoffs. Now, there's a steep drop from 8 to 9, right on the outside, right on the cusp. And if you think the Lakers and the Mavs are going to step into that playoff contention conversation, then that gap will no longer be there. So there will be teams next season, though there weren't this year, that win 45 games and do not make the playoffs.
Okay.
I guess what Sean and I, at least what I'm thinking of when you're saying the Mavs are going to beat out the Thunder, nobody in the NBA would take Luka and Porzingis over Paul and Russ.
Well, we also have to factor in one thing. We have to factor in the Mavs making an addition. Like it,
yes.
Yes.
You gotta factor in a probable third piece. Now, is Chris Middleton going to get money with Milwaukee? Probably. Kemba Walker just told everyone that he would consider taking less to stay with the Hornets. You're probably not getting Kyrie. You're probably not getting Kawhi. You're probably not getting Durant. You're probably not getting Klay. So whether it's Vucevic and Goran Dragic or Pat Beverley, you got to factor in another piece.
We do. But if we're going to do that for us, we have to do that for others, which means the Clippers.
Sure.
Which means the Lakers. I have the Spurs out, too. I have the Lakers in. I have the Clippers staying in. I think they're going to get somebody. They're getting one of the Kawhi-type guys. So I got Denver, Portland, Houston, Utah, Golden State. I still think the Warriors make it. Thunder, Lakers, and Clippers. I mean, and obviously it depends on who the Mavs get. If the Mavs wind up getting if they get Chris Middleton, then that maybe changes things for me a little bit.
Yeah.
But without the Clippers additions, because you're not assuming, you're saying there things change for you if the Mavs get somebody. Without the Clippers additions, you still have them getting into the playoffs over the Mavs. Essentially right now, not adding anything else, but they are adding a healthy Kristaps Porzingis, who with the Knicks was a 22 to 24 point a game scorer.
I could put them in over the Clippers. I think I think you and I disagree over the Mavs duo. I have the Mavs duo. I look at this as a stock that is rocketing sky high. Sure. Come in here, Mikey. This will be fun. I know you've gone through 48 of these scenarios. Like you even said in the commercial break, and I was blown away. You're like, would you trade? I see on the fan text, would you trade Porzingis and Luka for Kawhi Leonard? And I was like, hell no. Absolutely not. I got 2 young studs. And while Paul George and Westbrook better individually probably – I don't know with the way they play if I would definitely take them together over Luka and Porzingis. But Bassic, diehard Bassic.
We don't know how those two are going to play together.
Well, I have a feeling it's going to be great.
Maybe.
Just because I know Luka is more unselfish than any of the other guys.
Sure.
He's more of a playmaker than either the other two, even though Westbrook can average double-digit assists. What do you think, Mike?
I think it's going to be tough for the Mavericks to make the playoffs next year. I was listening to Roy. I think the Clippers are going to be tough to predict them out of the playoffs because the only reason they made those trades is to double up so they could double max guys.
Yeah.
And so the reason they did that, so I'm just going to assume right now Kawhi Leonard's going to be a Clipper. So that makes it really tough to take them out of the playoffs. And then Oklahoma City is going to win 48 to 50 games. So you're going to have to win 50 to knock them out, which is possible. But I think we're going to be – the one team that I'm not sure of right now is if Golden State can make the playoffs. That's the team that I think might be out.
Yeah.
Because obviously Kevin Durant most likely won't play next year. Best case scenario is Klay Thompson comes after the All-Star break, and there's a great chance. Remember, that's Porzingis took a year and a half off.
Yeah.
And I think if they're fighting for one of the last playoff spots, how much does Klay Thompson force himself back if they're right around 500? And then Steph Curry, now after playing in five NBA finals, a guy who has injury issues, who needs to miss 7 to 12 games a year to stay healthy.
Yes.
He can't miss 7 to 12 games. No. We saw what happened to LeBron's team when you miss 10 games in the Western Conference. So it's really funny. If I had to pick one of those teams that I think Dallas can beat their record, it might be the Golden State Warriors.
And it's not like you can give the injury money to someone else to add to Draymond and Steph, right? Because they're going to offer the max to Klay.
They could let them both go. They're not going to do that. I mean, they could let KD and Klay Thompson walk, and that does open up the money to sign other players, but I can't imagine them.
Let's just assume that Klay gets maxed out, Durant leaves.
Yeah, they're done.
They're done financially.
Yeah.
And then you got to factor the Kings in this. The Kings can be a pain in the butt.
Shoot, that is right, yeah. And they have the money to sign a really good player. Nobody seems to want to go to Sacramento, so I'm not worried about that.
And who are we going to end up as the third addition? Like, is the market going to dry up on the Mavericks? The Kemba Walker comment. I mean, that took me aback.
So as much as I love the NBA, I've always been too quick to put teams in the playoffs, and I think the Mavericks are going to be that team next year for most analysts. And I want them to make the playoffs, but I was really quick on Oklahoma City. I was like, they're going to make the playoffs with Durant and Westbrook and Harden, and they didn't. They actually had a pretty average to bad year, and then the next year they took off. I was the same way with the Minnesota Timberwolves, and I know that thing's now blown up in their face, but they finally did make the playoffs, but I was a year early on Cat and Wiggins, and then it was the Denver Nuggets 2 years ago that you're like, hey, the Denver Nuggets, you can see it coming. Here's all their talent. They're going to make the playoffs. And then they just missed it by one game the year before, and then they got the number two seed. So I could see where the Mavericks possibly just miss next year, but they take such a major step forward that then they become a possible top four seed that next year. But I hope I'm wrong. I hope they can sneak in, because playoff experience, I think in – all sports is important, but it seems like in the NBA, it's the most important.
Oh, you have to go through a growing period.
Yeah.
You have to get your brains beat out in the first two rounds of the playoffs, like 2-3 years in a row before you actually get. I mean, look how long it took the Mavericks to break through in the early part of 2000s.
How much does this water down the free agency?
Oh, free agency?
Now that. I mean, if you sign Klay Thompson, if you were to steal away Klay Thompson, he doesn't play for you next year. If you were to steal away Kevin Durant, he doesn't play for you next year. So all of a sudden, two of the top four free agents in this class are done for next year. They can't play. Kyrie barely plays in a regular season because he's hurt. And Kawhi Leonard missed 20 games. You know, will miss 15.
That's load management. That's by design with Kawhi.
I think the question is, does the Durant team-up partner alter their thinking? Like, yeah. I think we would assume it's going to be Kyrie or it's going to be Kawhi.
Yeah.
So I think Kawhi, it sounds like Kawhi just wants to live in California. So he'd be like, okay, whatever, Durant's out. Kyrie, it sounds like he wants to play for his hometown Nets. So I don't know how much it alters all of it. And then there's the Knicks.
Here's another thing that alters everything. Do the Houston Rockets go, wait a second, we are not selling Chris Paul, we are not selling Gordon, we are not selling Capella, because the Golden State Warriors are finished. If we bring back this team now, we don't have to worry about the Warriors.
Yeah.
So I think now the Houston Rockets, who are ready to trade a whole bunch of pieces and rebuild around Harden, might go, let's try this one more year, because now we don't have to worry about the Warriors.
Absolutely. Great point. Mikey Bacsik, he'll be with us during Crosstalk, in love with the hoops. You got all the Mavs scenarios. The freaking Raptors won the NBA championship.
I know, right?
The Raptors. No one predicted or saw that coming.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.